Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about Cyrano's production of All the Great Books, which opens next weekend.
And to talk about it, we have two actors from the show. We have Jaron Carlson. Welcome to the show, Jaron.
Thank you very much, Steve.
And we also have Jay Burns, also one of the actors from the show. Welcome to the show, Jay.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, this show, All the Great Books Abridged, I think we have to begin from sort of putting the show into perspective. This is one of these shows that was created by this incredible company called the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And their first production that most people know is the Complete Works of William Shakespeare, mm-hmm. Abridged, where they take all the works of Shakespeare and they abridge them. They've done something similar with a number of topics, and now they're doing it with All the Great Books. So, Jaron, tell me a little bit about how this show works in terms of creating, 75 or so books in 98 minutes? Or yeah. Explain a bit of how the show works.
Well, I would break it down into probably like three different tiers of parodies. So we kind of break down a couple of the most famous books that we all know and love, like the Odyssey and the Iliad, and we break those down into much larger detail. And then we have the second tier, like Little Women and Don Quixote, where we break it down just briefly in a short scene or so. And then we have kind of the third tier, I would say, we throw in a reference or two, like Alice in Wonderland or Wizard of Oz, for that matter. So that's how I would probably break down the show. And so it's just taking, if you're well-read person, come watch the show. I mean, it's and we do a parody of some of your greatest books. So,
and what's your role in it?
Well, in the script, it's written as the character Matt, but it also gives us the option to use our own selves. So mm-hmm. I will be playing myself with my own name, and Jay and Shelley as well. So,
and Jaron's role in it, if I may, he's a student teacher. And I'm a professor, and Shelley is playing a coach.
Shelley Wozniak,
yes.
So you're playing, you sort of play these roles as yourself playing these roles.
Yes.
So you're playing a professor.
I'm Professor Burns.
Professor
right.
Burns. And telling us all about these great books that we
yes.
should have read in high school.
Right.
And that nobody did.
No, nobody did.
Well, tell us a little bit, Jay, you're the professor, so
yes.
how does your role feed into this play?
So the goal that we that the characters set out to, it's interactive. The audience themselves, we tell them in the beginning that they are high school seniors that are about to graduate. But in order to graduate, they have to pass their Western literature requirement, which they neglected to take. And so in 90 minutes, we're going to fulfill that requirement for them. And so at a breakneck pace, we are going to cover all of Western literature. In a hurry, and so it's kind of like the Three Stooges teaching the class, but we stumble through it.
Is there a quiz after the show?
Of sorts, but it's a lot of fun.
I would actually encourage the audience to play a game with yourself and see how many references you can catch as you watch the show. Is what I would mm-hmm. recommend. It's a lot of fun for them.
And so, how did you wind up chosen? Each of you?
Well, I'll tell you, one thing I've always loved about theater is the ability to play many types of different characters. And the reason I was very interested in going out for this play was that each character plays, I believe, 30 roles, something mm-hmm. like that, throughout the course. And sometimes it's just for one line. You're playing one character for one line. But every accent you've ever used, every characterization you've ever had. You need to have a very deep tool bag as an actor mm-hmm. in order to be able to pull off this show. And that's one thing I love about it. It keeps changing. Every 5 minutes, you're a different character and, something else completely different.
And right. you've been out of town for a while.
I have. I went to get my MFA in acting from Michigan State.
But you're originally from Alaska.
I'm originally from Alaska mm-hmm. and did a great deal of work with ACT and Anchorage Opera and UAA. And then in 2000, I went away and got my MFA and did a great deal out of town. I'm really glad to be back, actually. This is my Alaska return after 14 years.
Your re-debut.
My re-debut.
And Jaron, you've been involved quite a bit with Alaska Theater for a while now. Mm-hmm. Are you bringing any of those roles that you've played before, some of the characteristics from those characters, to these parts you're playing?
You know, it's funny that you bring that up. I did a show at UAA not too long ago in Spamalot, and I played three different characters. And I played Mrs. Galahad, and it was my first experience kind of playing a woman on the main stage. And so this has some Monty Python-esque type of humor, as Jay mentioned, with the Three Stooges type of thing. So I think I'm kind of the default woman in most of the scenes. So it's kind of funny to me. If you want to see, if you know me, if you've seen my work before, you want to see a very different side of me, come watch the show for that reason.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Jaron Carlson and Jay Burns, talking about Cyrano's production of All the Great Books, which opens next weekend.
And I noticed that both of you are sporting beards.
Yes.
Is this something you'd be wearing during the show?
Oh, yes. What could be funnier than someone wearing a blonde wig and a skirt with a full beard?
It's my understanding, Krista Schwarting, who's directing this play, she wants me to look young, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to shave before the show opens.
Not me. Definitely not.
And your third partner in crime here, so to speak, is Shelley Wozniak. And
yes.
We've known her from her performances around the area. How is it working, the three of you together? Have you worked before together as a troupe? Because I know this show really demands a lot of chemistry between the three actors on stage. How is that working out?
I have not. Like I said, this is me returning to Alaska Theater after 14 years. So I'm thrilled to be working with Krista, Shelley, and Jaron for the first time.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely agree. It's been fun getting to know everybody. I worked with Krista, it's funny, as an actor with 12 Angry Jurors at UAA, and now she's directing me, which is kind of fun. And then Shelley, I actually auditioned for Into the Woods that she's directed. So I only know Shelley as a director, and it's just been a blast. And I think it's interesting how we're all, I feel like, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like we're all very different people, but getting together, it's just...
Yeah, and I think that's one of the joys in the show is that the student teacher, the professor, and the coach are all very different people, and there would be natural conflict with them about how to approach this breakneck review anyway. And so the conflict comes out often in the characters that we're temporarily playing. They have conflicts with each other, and that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I bet it is. Yeah. It sounds like I wouldn't miss it, I think. Yeah. Not that I ever miss anything at Cyrano's, but...
And the show is, it comes across as being highly improvisational, but we were talking before the show, you were remarking about how amazingly well the script is written to appear to be improvisational when at times, when it actually is not. But are you adding anything of your, of course you're adding things of your own, but any new bits or new lines in the show?
We absolutely are. And it's supposed to look like a review in a high school auditorium. So the props are not fancy. The costumes are often thrown on. And, you know, we're essentially just pulling things out of the box to, you know, props and costumes to become these characters sometimes right on stage. And, you know, but that said, we do a great deal of bringing our own stuff to it. And especially with this show was originally done with three men. And so Shelley being a woman and playing a woman coach brings a very interesting element to a lot of the dynamics of the play, which are very interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, we're almost out of time. This has been a very fast show. And I want to thank you both for coming, Jaron Carlson and Jay Burns, to talk about Cyrano's production of All the Great Books, which opens next weekend.
It's been such a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see 1,000 Clowns by Herb Gardner running through March 30th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
The Anchorage Storytellers Guild invites you to participate in the Liars Club to be presented on April the 1st. Participants meet for practice tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. at Anchorage Community Theater on 70th Avenue with a prepared story not to exceed 10 minutes. If you wish to participate, contact Betty Arnett at ishka@gci.net or call 346-1781.
Theater Artists United is offering Pippin by Stephen Schwartz from Friday, March 21st to 30th at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Showtimes are 7:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening, and at 2 p.m. Sundays with one additional matinee on Saturday the 28th. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
UAA Theater's production of M. Butterfly by David Henry Hwang opens tonight and runs through April the 6th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Perseverance Theater is partnering with Dominic D'Andrea, producing artistic director of the 1 Minute Play Festival in New York City, and the Anchorage Theater community to produce the Alaska 1 Minute Play Festival, April 14th and 15th in Anchorage. You do not have to be a professed playwright to participate. If interested, please email to Boston Christopher at Perseverance Theater, Boston, and that's B as in Baker, O-S-T-I-N, at perseverancetheater.org.
And finally, at Cyrano's, you can see all the great books abridged, opening next Thursday and running through April the 20th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.